News in depth tonight, a rare glimpse into a world both horrible and heartbreaking. Here is some of what NBC's Chris Hansen has uncovered in a Dateline NBC investigation.
Poverty is no excuse for forcing children into prostitution, says Gary Haugen, who runs a U.S.-based human rights group, International Justice Mission.
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 We are entering the sordid world of human trafficking. This film was taken undercover in Cambodia by members of a human rights group, International Justice Mission. The girls inside this brothel were sold to the owner for as little as $100 each.
Sharon Cohen helped rescue dozens of victims in Cambodia and collected evidence used by Cambodian authorities to convict the brothel owners and other traffickers.
And that promotes a lot of conversation among criminals, among themselves, about what crimes can you get away with in Cambodia. And if it turns out that selling children is not something you can get away with, they're just going to go do something else.
Gary Haugen is an American lawyer who has now devoted his career to rescuing children from illegal bondage.
Sometimes you just need to go to the places of need, where people need an advocate, people need someone to bring to bear the law on their behalf.
If you want to help stop sex slavery and support rescue missions, there are other ways you can make a difference. And many of you have already shown how much you care by logging onto the International Justice Mission's website.
We had received information about girls that had been forced into prostitution that were underage and wanted to get out of their situation.
Bob Mosier, Director of Investigations with International Justice Mission.
We'll utilize operatives, we'll conduct surveillance.
He and his team plug the gap between human rights groups who identify abuses but are powerless to do much more.
Someone on the outside of the brothel.
And actually doing something about it.
You're basically talking about people who don't value children at all.
Right, there's a lot of fancy words for it, but it's a global trade in rape for profit. And it victimizes about 1 million children a year around the world.
The Fareed family, two of their daughters, are bonded to the village moneylender.
These girls have to work 10 hours a day. They have to produce 1,000 BDs each in order to make their quota.
1,000 BDs each a day?
Every single day, 6 days a week. And they've been working like this for 2 years. And so this is bonded child labor.
International Justice Mission has freed more than 200 children in the last year and a half. For each child, this paper is a court-ordered emancipation proclamation.
What do the papers mean?
Freedom!
Freedom.
Children for Sale continues on Dateline with Stone Phillips.
This is the kind of brutal ugliness that is sort of hard to open your eyes to, but once you do, I think as a human being, you gotta take responsibility for it.
Haugen's group sends investigators undercover to gather evidence of sex slavery in other countries, then takes the evidence to local authorities to persuade them to take action. Their work helped rescue hundreds of women and children around the world, including these women from a dungeon.
The court in Nairobi, Kenya is considering a criminal case against four police officers who were accused of the wrongful arrest and torture of David Makara and Ngure.
The people I could have complained to are the police, and it is the police who had shot me. That's when IJM came into the case. They intervened.
What I think David's story introduces is the idea that, well, we may not be able to do everything. You can actually take on these forces of evil, and you can actually prevail.
I want to show pictures of the young girls who were going to be sold as sex slaves, whom you were able to help free and convict their traffickers. In Cambodia, the youngest victim was actually 5 years old. That was shocking to me.
Bob collated affidavits, the evidence, and presented it to the local authorities. Moneylenders were arrested, and now Shamshad is another freed slave.
If it's only one child is saved, it's certainly worth it.